Hello, thank you so much for being my client and agreeing to this interview.
No problem.
I'd like to ask you my first question, which is, what do you normally do on a daily basis?
Well, I'm a housewife, so cooking is one thing that I do on a daily basis.
Okay, perfect. How many people do you cook for and how often do you cook for them?
Cook for about three, four people every day.
Okay. Does anyone else help you out, or is this a solo job?
Yeah, I cook with I also have a maid, so she helps me cook also.
Nice. Okay. So I'd love to learn a bit more about the logistics of all of this. So let's start at the beginning, which is buying ingredients. Could you give me a rundown on how this works. Where do you get your ingredients? How often, etc.
So I would go to supermarket over here in the Muban, another one next to the Muban, and sometimes my maid will go buy fresh produce at the fresh market. So I'll let you know. I'll tell her what to buy from the fresh market.
I see. So there's
Three
three
locations.
locations, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And how often usually is this?
It really varies. Sometimes from the fresh market, maybe once or twice a week. From the supermarket, around one, two, th three times a week. It really depends on what I think of what to cook.
I see. So, I'm guessing there isn't really a
No
set
schedule.
time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no
right.
schedule.
Okay, fair enough. And then could you tell me a bit about how you organize and store these ingredients once you've bought them?
We've got two fridges at home, no really real organization planning. So when I figure out what I want to cook, and then I would kind of like rummage through the fridge to see what ingredient is left there, and that's when I will figure out what to buy. And also from the freezer, we got two freezers. So I have to look through, both the upper part and the freezer part. Because sometimes when things are getting too long in the fridge, I will move it to the freezer.
Okay. Sounds good. And how do you usually plan out what you're going to cook with these ingredients and when you're going to cook them and so on?
Again, no system,
Okay.
not really system. So I will figure out, okay, what I used to cook and what haven't been cooked for a while, and that's what is gonna be some the thing that I will cook soon. And then I'll figure out the ingredient in the top of my head, look at the fridge, and then figure out what needs to be bought.
Okay, so it sounds like there isn't a lot of organization here.
You're right.
Are there any challenges that you
Yes,
face?
every day, every time when I open the fridge and the freezer.
Yeah, so what exact issues do you face during any of the steps of this cooking process?
Well, first of all, it takes time, to go through the fridge to see what's left, because we've got two fridges and things are not. And plus, I don't know, some of the things are in the freezer. Second of all, sometimes things would go expired because, I don't see them. Maybe they're in the back, maybe they're in the other fridge. And, so if I knew beforehand that these things would be expiring, I would have come up with menu to cook them. To use them first, first before they expire. Also, I have bad memory, and I also forget what I should, what I bought already, and what I should buy.
Okay, I see. Does that I guess sometimes mean that you have to go multiple times to the supermarket if you forget something? So do you think a program that keeps track and organizes these things could somehow help you?
That would help me a lot.
Okay, so I guess then a little more in depth on this question, what features might you want this program to have? And what things do you think would be useful for you to input into the program? What pieces of information would you input? And then what functions could the program do in order to help you?
I would like the program to be able to let me enter what are the stuff that I buy and the quantity, and also the location because we have two fridges. And then I will also want to be able to add and remove things, of course, so they keep it updated. Okay. And also don't forget the important thing is I need to be able to enter the expiration date of the item. Okay. Then I want to be able to see the list of everything in each fridge so that I know where things are. Okay. And once in a while, when I want to know what things are left, I would want to be able to search, let's say how many oranges do I have left, or how many eggs.
Okay, sounds good.
And when there are things, I also want to be able to see how many things are about to expire. That's important. Okay.
Okay, these are some great ideas. That's definitely doable.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.